street.
If I remember it right, and we had just gotten back off tour last night. So the gang and I thought that it would be real groovy if we summoned up the posse and dumb rushed the movie. I got Angie and Jeff got Tina. Ready Rock got some girl I never seen in my life, but that was alright. The lady was chill. Then we dipped to the theater, set to ill. Bugging cold, having a ball. Something about Elm Street was the movie we saw. The way it started was decent, nothing fancy. About this homeboy named Fred and this fly girl named Nancy. But word when it was over, I said, yo, that was death. And everything seemed alright when we left, bet. But when I got home and laid my little head down to sleep, that began the nightmare on my street. It was burning in my room like an oven. My bed was soaked with sweat, and man, I was bugging. I checked the clock, and it stopped at 12:30. It had melted, it was so darn hot, and I was thirsty. I wanted something cool to quench my thirst. I thought to myself, yo, this heat is the worst. But when I got downstairs, I noticed something was wrong. I was home all alone, but the TV was on. I thought, nothing of it as I grabbed the remote. I pushed the power button, then I almost choked. When I heard this awful voice come behind it saying, man, I ain't wait to see who was. Opens out my drawers and scream, so long, cuz. Got halfway off the block, I calmed down and stopped screaming. Then thought, oh, I get it, I must be dreaming. I stroll back home with a grin on my grill. I think that since this is a dream, I might as well get ill. I walked in the house, the big bad Fresh Prince. But Freddy killed all that noise real quick. He grabbed me by my neck and said,
here's what we'll do.
I said, yo, Fred, I think you got me all wrong. I ain't partners with nobody with nails that long. I said, look, I'll be honest, man, this team won't work. The girls won't be on you, Fred, your face is all burnt. Fred got mad and his head started steaming. But I thought, what the hell, I'm only dreaming. I said, please leave, Fred, so I can get some sleep. But, you know, I'll give me a call, we'll get together next week. I patted him on the shoulder, said, thanks for stopping by. Then I opened up the door and said, take care, guy. He got mad, drew back his arm and slashed my shirt. I laughed at first and thought, hold up, wait a minute, that hurt. It wasn't a dream, man, this guy was for real. I said, Freddy, pal, there's been an awful mistake here. The further words were said, and then I darted upstairs. Crashed through my door and then jumped on the bed. Pulled the covers up over my head and said, oh, please do something with Fred. He jumped on my bed, went through the covers with his claws. Tried to get me, but my alarm went off, and then silence. It was a whole new day. I thought, I wasn't scared of him anyway, until I noticed those rips in my sheets. And that was the proof that there had been a nightmare on my street. Oh man, I gotta call Jeff. I gotta call Jeff. Come on, come on, come on, Jeff. Answer, come on, man.
Hello?
Jeff, this is the Prince, man. Jeff, wake up. Jeff, wake up.
What do you want?
Jeff, wake up, man. Listen to me, Jeff.
It's 3 in the morning.
Jeff,
what
Jeff,
do you
you
want?
Listen to me. Listen. Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Aw, oh, man.
Jeff, listen to me. Don't go to sleep, Jeff.
Look, I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'm going to bed.
Jeff, answer me, Jeff.